Good Monday evening, or whatever time of day it is for you as you listen to this. 11-11-2019, November 11th. Hope you had a great day. And here we are with 1 hour with Winfrey and Terry Brown, located in Sedona, Arizona. And we have this show as a simulcast with a conference call as usual. And we wait for people to join in. Every time you hear a ding, that is somebody that joins in on the conference call. Right after this show, 7 p.m. Pacific time, we continue on a different conference call, only per phone accessible, with our daily whole planet healing gathering, whatever you want to call it. It's where we get together, talk around for a few minutes, mute phone lines, and Win usually reads an excerpt from one of the channeling sessions, where after he does a planetary meditation to uplift the circumstances. And when you participate as part of the group, where we have a collective energy that we share and connect with our sources on the other side, they say that they are present during the whole planet healing calls, as we are anchoring the energies that they provide to us or through us to be as helpful as possible in being of service to others, sending love light to the weather system, to Mother Earth, to peace, to health, to transparency, to honesty, all the good stuff. That is where we all together put our consciousness at the front line to have those energies anchor in our 3D environment. All right. If you want to participate with the Whole Planet Healing Conference call daily at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, the phone number is 712-770-4340, and the access code is 250-513-pound 712-770 4340, access code 250513#. You can find the phone number also at a dedicated website, wholeplanethealing.com. And you can join in, you can listen in, stay in the background, you can speak up and say who you are. It is up to you. And Wednesdays, we have our questions and answer session with the Elohim. Same time as this call, 6 p.m. Pacific, so 7 p.m. Pacific. And of course, on Sunday morning, our most popular call, the Great Healing Call, 2-hour show, like this call and the Wednesday call, Sunday call is also live on BBS Radio. Sundays, 2 hours, in the first hour, when usually there's a preamble, Terry Brown becomes a conduit for our sources from the Elohim group and Ra group. Lynn asks questions, and some of the most amazing information is coming through. Listen to it, digest it, make up your mind, see if this rings as valid or not. It's up to you. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's White Dove in Idaho.
Hello, Vaidav. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. And to continue, good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi. This is Jennifer from Greensburg, PA.
Good evening, Jennifer. Welcome.
Good evening. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
It's so far on the phone line, it is the three of us.
Oh.
Oh.
Goodness. Oh, my goodness.
And half a million through BBS.
Yeah.
And I said, and half a million through BBS.
That's how I found this. Sometimes I still listen. I feel like I should support them. So when I'm not here, usually because it's listening online.
All right.
Yeah.
So yeah, you came initially through BBS Radio. You heard of him? Huh, cool.
It was actually from one of his appearances on the late show. Yeah.
Yes. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi. This is Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jane. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Hey, Jane.
Hi.
Happy 11/11.
Yeah, it is.
11/11. Yeah,
gateway.
That's a cool date. And full moon tomorrow. Yeah.
It looks pretty full tonight, too.
Yeah. It looked full last night already.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Here in Pennsylvania, we're supposed to get 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight. Oh, my God.
I think we're just going to get rain. You're the lucky one, huh?
Snow. We had somebody else join in. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Debbie from Costa Mesa.
Hello, Debbie. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Debbie.
Hello, dear.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don. Welcome.
Hi, Don.
Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hello,
Hi.
Brother. All right. And I welcome all those.
Excuse me.
I was going to say welcome to those that are tuning in through BBS Radio Online. Thank you for participating. And you were wondering about the snow, Jennifer?
Yeah, I was going to ask Don. He's a little bit north and a little bit west of me.
Yeah, we're getting snow in and out, but there's some on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the wind kicked up here, and I hear things bouncing around outside.
Oh.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Phyllis from Squim, Washington.
Welcome, Phyllis.
Hello.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi,
Hi Phyllis.
Hi, everybody.
And two more people joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Good evening. Welcome.
Good evening. Hi, everybody. Hi.
Hi.
And the next caller, please say your name and location.
Jeannie in Riverside.
Hi, Jeannie. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
All right. Terry, do you know if Vin is awake?
He went into his room about 7:02, so
to 6?
Probably not.
Then he's most likely awake.
He should be here momentarily.
All right. And Veterans Day today, right?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
A holiday.
Someone else joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Janine from Salt Lake City.
Welcome, Janine. Good evening.
Thank you.
Janine.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
So, yes, happy Veterans Day. And maybe honor those who make the freedom possible for us. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
It's Roger in Austin.
Good evening, Roger. Welcome.
Roger. Good evening.
Hi.
Hi, Roger.
Hi.
All right.
Hi, Roger.
Hi.
And the next caller, welcome. Please say your name and location.
It's Wynn in Sedona.
Welcome,
Hi,
Wynn in Sedona.
Hi, Wynn.
Right. And welcome, if you just joined in through BBS Radio, thank you for being here. On 11/11/2019, Veterans Day in the USA.
Is Lauren here?
I have not heard of Lauren yet, no.
Okay.
She's probably still driving back from Squirm.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location. A silent name, that's fine. Thank you for being here. You can stay in the background. No problem. And then we have those that...
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
I hear you now.
Hello, hi. This is Shirley from Ohio. Hi, everyone.
Shirley, hi. The square lady.
Hi,
welcome.
Shirley. Hi, Shirley.
Yeah, Shirley. Shirley, squarely.
So you have snow too, Shirley, or not?
Yes. Yes. I like snow.
And the next person, welcome. Please say your name or location.
Dr. Art in Hampton, Virginia.
Dr. Art, hello. Welcome. Good evening.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Hey. Kind of quiet out there.
Trouble is blurring.
Jane? Is Jane on the line?
Yes. No.
Yes.
Yeah, Jane's...
Hello?
Did Hello,
you send
Jane.
Me an...
It's Jane.
Did you send... Jane, did you send me an email? Is your email Jane321-something?
Yes.
Did you send me an email in September? You, that was you, about the Cascadian
like
Fault.
I can remember in September.
I didn't get a song to that.
Yeah, I probably did send an email.
Yeah. Okay.
Welcome, Jane.
Hi, I did sign in.
Did you sign in?
Yeah, and I was talking to Jennifer about snow.
Okay.
I hope Phyllis shows up.
What about Phyllis?
Phyllis is here.
Phyllis, yes. Are you here?
I am.
Mm-hmm.
So your hope came through quickly, Wynn.
Well, what?
Manifested that.
I wish all my hopes came through. Hello to everybody on BBS.
And someone else joined in the call. Please say your name and location.
Yeah, this is the Cecil, the C6, C Serpent.
Cecil, flying high. Welcome.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi, guys.
And someone else after
about?
Cecil. Welcome to the call.
Hey,
please name a location. But of course, only if you want.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi, everyone. Prudy here.
Prudy, welcome.
Hi, Prudy.
Prudy.
And the next caller, welcome to you. Please say name and location.
Bosley, greetings. Hi from Sedona, it's Raiden.
Mr. Raiden, welcome.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi.
All right. Well, the gang is here.
Uh-huh. Where's the ringleaders?
They're
being very quiet.
They can't find their shoes.
They don't need shoes for this. They could be in their PJs for all we care.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say a name and location. But of course, only if you want to, we welcome you. And if you just joined in through BBS, good evening to you. Welcome to this gathering. And right after this show, the 1 hour show, we will go over to a different call, different conference call. For the whole planet healing. Here another person joined in. Welcome to you. Please say a name and location.
Good evening, guys. It's Wanda.
Good evening to you, Wanda. Welcome.
Hi, Wanda.
Good evening.
Wanda. Hi, Wanda.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Happy full moon, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Happy Veterans Day.
Yes, happy Veterans Day.
Cecil, where are you located?
Right at the north end of Seattle.
Oh, that's what I was afraid of.
Why?
You'll find out.
Oh no.
Cecil, what town? What part of North End?
Well, I'm in Mount Lake Terrace, actually.
Ah. Yep. Okay.
Just across the county border.
Oh, yeah, I used to live in Kirkland.
Ah. Uh-huh. I got back from Bothell.
Yeah.
Whole planet healing.com. If you want to join in on the conference call, Whole Planet Healing right after this show, WholePlanetHealing.com.
I quite often don't get the Monday call because we have a standing Monday night visit with our doctor over in Bothell, and typically we're at a restaurant by this time of the day. But we came home because we had pizza in the fridge.
All right.
Hawaiian pizza.
Ooh,
Winco. Very good, very good.
All right.
Sounds yummy.
Nice big one for only about $5 change.
Enjoy.
2 days worth of food for two of us.
Mm-hmm. Have you tried some mayonnaise on your pizza?
No.
If your pizza contains meat, that can be very yummy.
Well, probably wouldn't be good for my diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to keep an eye on that stuff. Go ahead,
Duane. I'm ready to start.
Super. I'm going to mute the phone lines to star 8 and also start.
Muted. The recording has started.
This is 11/11/2019. Now, a lot of people think 11/11 is a magic date. And maybe it is. Numerologically, it has to do with creation, okay? So, whatever that means. My name is Winfrey, and this is our Monday night call where we are doing our wild card night. Where sometimes we do replays, sometimes we have group discussions, and sometimes I talk about something. And tonight I'm going to talk about something. Let me just unmute everybody on the call. Terry, are you on?
Yeah, I am. I'm here.
Okay. Unmuted.
Hi.
Can you guys all, is that Lauren?
Yeah, just got in.
Oh, hi, Lauren.
Hi,
good.
Lauren.
I'm glad you're on this call.
Hi, Lauren.
All right. Now, I don't really want to talk about this, okay? And I think it's important that I do, particularly since some of you on this call are in the Pacific Northwest. How many of you know of Steve Quayle?
Yes,
Dan Quayle.
I've heard of him. Yes.
Now, I'm not a follower.
I have not.
I'm not a follower of his in general. He tends to be Christian. He tends to look at things going wrong as part of the end times in a traditional Christian sense. But he does sometimes come up with good information. And he did a talk, which Terry heard a few weeks ago, a couple weeks ago. I think it was on Coast to Coast. Am I right, Terry?
No, it wasn't. It was on some website that is
website.
Promoting him.
Okay. And he was talking about the Pacific Northwest.
He's making a trailer. He's making a whole movie on it. And he's had a series of planes up over the Pacific Northwest and checking out stuff like the bulge on Mount Shasta, the earthquake series under Rainier, something's going on with Mount Hood, the Three Sisters. He's kind of tracking that, and he's saying there's one in three chance that it could go off in our lifetime.
Well, the Pacific Northwest, correct?
The subduction plate could create a tsunami and give way. It's locked right now.
Is it Steve Quayle?
Stan Quayle.
Stan?
Stan
Quayle.
Stan
Quayle.
I think Steve died. Okay. He passed away about a year ago.
Yeah.
Steven died.
Now,
I think so, yeah.
There's been a couple times recently when our sources were indicating that this could be a problem, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what was that?
Somebody.
That was a Calvary warming up.
I know we have a number of people on this call that are in the Pacific Northwest. And it might go down to California.
There's a 700-mile fault off the coast that extends all the way down.
It's called the Cascadian Fault.
Yeah.
Now, I don't like to...
Excuse me.
I don't even like...
Can I ask, are you talking about Steve Quayle or Stan Dale?
Oh, Dale. Stan Dale.
Oh,
well, wait a minute.
Okay.
I'm confused.
Are you sure it's Stan Dale and not Steve Quayle?
Because Dale is a guy, he's an earthquake guy. So talks a lot about earthquakes.
The Steve Quayle I'm thinking of, he's Christian. Yeah, he's an investigative reporter kind of guy.
Okay, here, I looked up Steve Quayle, Cascadian, and so maybe Terry and I have heard this from different places, okay? But here's the headline. Millions will die in the Cascadia big one, okay? And it's Steve Quayle that said that, Terry.
Okay.
Now, I can look up Stan Dale, too. Maybe he said it, too. All right? I'm looking at the headlines in Google. The Cascadian Big One will occur during a slow slip event. Current slow slip event produces lots of earthquakes along the U.S. West Coast and could lead to the terrifying Cascadia Big One.
Oh, who's that? Stan?
That is... I don't even know who's saying that, okay?
I'm looking at something online here, and Steve Quayle and Stan Dale were both on the Hagman report back in May, and they did a report entitled "The Future Has Arrived."
That's who I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of Hagman, Hagman and Hagman.
Mm-hmm. Now, and what really both, both Steve and Stan were on there, and they're talking about this disaster, apparently.
Okay. I mean, what brought this really to my attention today was an email I got from, hang on a moment here. I got an email from Nick in Perth, Australia, and he's saying, where are your calls? Are you off the air? And I sent him an email back, and I said, Nick, do you have daylight savings time?
Poor Nick, he's missing us by an hour.
Yeah.
I think maybe you could add that whole area to our prayers every night.
Well, you know, we go through that. We go through that area specifically.
Maybe you could. Yeah, we do. We do.
Yeah, but I know I'm going to specialize in it. Okay.
Yeah, I think
I'll make
maybe
some special
you should.
Focus in it. Yeah.
Slow down as you go by.
There's a lady named She used to come to our calls. Raphael. Okay. And she sent an email out to some of her contacts, me included, and I'll read it, okay? Hi, all. Yellowstone Super Volcano. Now, let me just say how she started it, okay? She said, friends, I never put out anything like this before. I am doing so out of caring for you and yours, for your consideration. Blessings and love, Mamiya. Okay? And subject. Poofness post. Except excerpt you may want to share with California, Oregon, Washington, friends and family. Hi, all. Yellowstone Super Volcano. Now, this is some guy by the name of Zap who was saying this, whoever that is. These three words tend to strike great fear into people these days. And for good reason, if the Yellowstone caldera blows, we'll say goodbye to the USA for a while and a lot of the world as we are plunged into a volcanic winter, not unlike a nuclear winter. Economies will be disrupted, food scarce, if any, and water poisoned. However, that ain't gonna happen. Why? Because Yellowstone breathes and releases pressure sufficient for it to remain bubbling but not exploding. Mm-hmm. Cascadia. That is the real threat. The tectonics of portions of the Pacific plates subducting under the North American plate are real, tangible, proven. And the Cascadia system is venting gases now in preparation of the big one. Most people think it is the San Andreas that will be the big one. Wrong. Think Cascadia. The John Dufuca, Explorer, and Gorda Plate. Those are the names of three plates. Remnants of the much larger Farallon Plate subduct under the North American Plate. They are responsible for creating the Cascade Volcanoes. This is the Cascadian Subduction Zone. I've got all the lines open, so... Oh, God. I'm just going to mute you all. Who's making all that noise? Is that you, Terry? Are you blowing your nose at the phone?
No, no, that's not me, but I was thinking my San Andreas is a fault that just goes straight down. But Cascadia fault cuts in under the mainland. It slants.
Let me ask you, because you've been studying this stuff. What does subduction mean?
Well, it's going under. It's undercutting. It's moving under the main continent.
One tectonic plate is sliding underneath the other one.
Yeah, that's well said.
The Cascadia subduction zone, that means it's underneath the other plate?
Yeah, it's moving under the other plate. One plate moving under the other.
And it goes. Please, everyone.
Now I believe, though, that.
Heise, I think that was you making a lot of noise, wasn't it?
It was. It was a mic test.
Okay.
But I believe that all this stuff is impossible as long as whole planet healing is around.
Well, I hope you're right. Okay.
But me too.
We don't want to give that stuff too much energy, because if you give it energy, you support it.
Well, our sources themselves said to beware of this, okay?
Beware.
Yeah. And we are a little group, and we may do a channeling on it after I read this, okay? And get, after I read this, we'll ask them some more questions about it if Terry is up for it, okay? Let me continue reading here. There are 18 volcanoes in the Cascade Range, and most of them have been active in the past 2,000 years. Of the most active, 7 have had some volcanic activity reported in the last 200 years. In fact, all recent volcanic eruptions in the USA, outside Hawaii and Alaska, have been from Cascade volcanoes. 7 of them have been active in the past 300 years. Mount St. Helens, Lassen Peak, Mount Baker, Glacier Peak, Mount Rainier, Mount Hood, and Mount Shasta. Okay? Now,
hey,
I want to make... Pardon me?
Helen, not Helene.
I said it wrong? Oh, Mount Helen.
Yeah.
Okay. Mount Helen.
Yeah,
I want to make an observation that I thought to myself when I read about Rata, okay, and Atlantis. If you're aware of Atlantis from Edgar Cayce talked about two groups in Atlantis that were somewhat in opposing sides. There were the children of the law of one and the
Baal.
The what was the other one, Terry?
Baal group. Baal.
What was the
B-A-A-L.
Name? Yeah. Right.
B-A-A-L.
And the Baal group. It wasn't called the Baal group, but it had the name Baal in it, okay? And of course, if you're familiar with biblical history, you'll know that Baal was the god that was involved with, who was that woman?
Ahab.
Who?
Ahab.
Ahab, but who was his wife? Jezebel.
Jezebel,
right? And... You know, in one of the, it was not a positive god, okay?
Baal and Lucifer are the same one. Lucifer is the same person.
And then the law of one is unusually, of course, the moniker of the Ra group, okay? And, of course, Carla Ruckert's material was the law of one. Jesus, now, I don't know if Jesus said the law of one, but he said it in his actions. Edgar Cayce said the law of one somewhere. But the children of the law of one, to me, I would guess that was a group in Atlantis that was connected to the Ra group. And Atlantis did go down, okay? And there were a number of people in Atlantis that somehow were forewarned that Atlantis was going down. And I suspect it was the children of the Law of One. And where did they go? They went to Egypt. And the Egyptian priest, Ra-Ta, was meeting these people and welcoming them when they got to Egypt. Now, of course, Ra-Ta was under the auspices of the Ra group. And the Ra group even manifested bodies, light bodies that people could see and walked amongst the people. And that's all from Edgar Cayce. Oh, no. The light bodies from the Ra group is from Carla Ruckert. The people coming in from Atlantis was from Edgar Cayce. Okay? And the children of the Law of One was from Edgar Cayce. Now, Edgar Cayce never talked about the Ra group, okay? So, it takes a huge amount to make somebody leave their home. A huge. I mean, first of all, we don't usually have enough money to make these decisions. Second of all, even if we did have enough money, it's like leaving all your anchor points, okay? And we ground ourselves by our anchor points. So here in Atlantis, there were a number of people, and I don't know how many. Of course, Atlantis had flying ships that went to Egypt, and the children of the Law of One were the recipients of this information, I suspect. Okay, now let's continue here. So, when Hives says, don't worry, we're doing whole planet healing, I would imagine the children of the Law of One, in their own way, were doing healing. I don't know, okay? I don't think it's not good to be afraid of things, because there's no reason to be afraid of dying. But if we want to hang out, it's good to consider all the possibilities and make the best decisions you can. And I don't know what the timeline is on this, but let's read some more, okay? The subduction zone is creeping along at centimeters per year when it should be much more. That means the plates are locked up. And when they release, they will do one of two things. The first is it will cause the big one, 10 on the Richter scale, and the volcanoes will do their thing and erupt. Which ones? That is unknown. But assume all of them to be unsafe.
The second is very devastating on a more global scale. Is the tsunami that will result. Imagine a 500-foot tall minimum to a potential 1,500-foot high wall of water hitting the coast from Washington to Oregon to California. Where will you be? The tsunami will also travel east to Hawaii and Japan and all the nice warm water places around the Pacific Rim. Devastation will result, the likes we have never seen before. The earthquake-triggered tsunami waves may have reached heights of up to 133 feet in the Fukushima district and traveled at 435 miles an hour for up to 6 miles inland. Imagine 500 to 1,500-foot columns of water hitting the coasts, not 133. How much warning will you have? Now, let's see. Let's see who's making that noise. All right. I'm going to mute them. There we go. Okay. And, Heis, could you keep an eye on it? Continuing, because there will not be enough time for the authorities to issue any warning, and even if they do, the streets and highways will immediately become clogged, and you will be stuck. Loss of life will be in the many millions. People around the Pacific Rim will have enough warning to do something about survival, but not the West Coast of North America. Why is the government not saying anything right now? The government geological sites do have information regarding the Cascadia subduction zone and active volcanoes and timelines. How many visit these sites? Very few. But they will not issue any warnings publicly because it will create havoc and economic chaos. And they already have their hands full preparing for survivors coming inland. FEMA is busy. Remember all those rumors of millions of body bags ordered a few years ago? This message is my warning to those that care to listen and do something about it, like relocating. Few will listen, though, statistically speaking. After all, the water is calm, the sun is shining, the grass is green, and the birds are singing. If you are on the West Coast, if you have friends or family on the West Coast, you should inform them and let them look at the following information that gives a good heads up on events and timings to expect. Now, this is the YouTube here, and I'm clicking on it, and it's called, this is Steve Quayle. If you look up Steve Quayle, 500-foot tall tsunami coming to West Coast. If you just look up Steve Quayle, 500-foot, I'm sure you'll get it, okay? Quayle is spelled Q-U-A-Y-L-E. Okay. Many have tried to warn all of us regarding the big one over time, but many were either not listened to or they spoke heavily about San Andreas as the real big one instead of Cascadia being the culprit. Okay. This is a big one, estimated between 10 and 12 on the Richter. Big ouch. You will experience the shaking for about 5 minutes, and then the tsunami hit. Whatever is left standing would be left swept away, I would imagine. Goodbye, West Coast.
very sad. I love the Pacific Northwest, and I've called it home for 40 years. I wonder what the coastline will look like after. Now, I'm not telling you this is going to happen, okay? And we'll ask some questions about it. And I don't even know if they'll want to say this is going to happen, because you can't live your life in fear, and you're probably stuck where you are. But I would certainly store up some food and water at a minimum. The bottom line is that no matter how much warning is given, I think I read this already. Okay. Unless the government issues an emergency and tells people to get out, few will move, and the government cannot issue any warning now, because consider if the big one comes not in the next week or month, but in 2 years. The lawsuits will be massive, citing bad information that was relied upon. So warnings such as this message is the only thing to be looked at and acted on. And then Lisa Haven says, U.S. dams to break, millions risk death by catastrophic failure of dams, and, okay, that's the end of that article, all right? So, hang on a second here.
Unmuted.
Do you guys want our sources, to be honest?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Okay. So, Derek?
Muted.
Jerry?
Yeah.
Are you open to do a session on this for a few minutes?
Okay.
Okay. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light. Surround and protect each person on this call. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our soul. And we ask those sources that are positive, service to others, to be welcome into the space, and anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are delighted to be with each and every one of you. If we ever say anything that does not resonate with you or make sense, disregard it, as it does not apply to you at that time. Do you have questions?
Well, I just read a rather disturbing article on the possibilities of things that could happen in the Pacific Northwest. And people gave permission to hear what you would say regardless. And so I want to ask that question. And I want to ask how we can visualize, if we can visualize whole planet healing to make any difference on these potentials.
Give us a moment. We see that
the area of stuckness is still locked, and it has to unlock. It has maybe 50 more feet to go through. Now it can shatter
it has,
suddenly.
It has what to go through?
50 more feet. It's like 50. There is at least 50 feet. 50. There's at least
right.
50 feet in some places more that is keeping it stuck from moving. There has been begun to be shake loose. There's a series of volcanoes. Not only on the shore, but in the ocean out to sea. Some of them have been active. This is an event that occurs periodically in along the fault line off of the Pacific coast, but it goes underneath the land, so it is quite long shaking when it does give way, and then it gets landlocked again for hundreds of years. The question is, when could this potentially give way? We suggest you look at the warning signs, the activity of the volcanic mountains near Hood. Mount St. Helens, Mount Shasta, the Three Sisters, Glacier Peak, and use the volcanic activity. And it's not just the volcanoes. There is other lava movement underneath Northern California, and that create hot spots that aren't generally followed. British Columbia also has
unmuted.
Everyone became unmuted, right?
Muted.
Okay. All right. I got to get back into it. Kind of lost the thread there. All right, just a minute. We do not really like to make predictions, as this is an event that the potential that has a whole 700 mile long area that in the past has ruptured, and it ruptures not straight down, but it ruptures slant-wise underneath the area of Washington and Oregon and to some degree Northern California. This can involve sinking of land. The things that you can be alert to and watch for are the sinking of land, the rising of land, the smoking of the volcanoes, the earthquake activity, which to some extent is kept from people. There is a gag order on totally saying some of the earthquakes that happen along British Columbia and out to sea along the coast of Washington, Oregon. There's very much a gag order on earthquakes that occur in Oregon. But then you can watch Northern California. There is a satellite you could watch that indicates heat in the areas. It has even indicated heat at times out to sea. We're looking at the area as we are speaking. We see the different water currents. We're looking at the underground volcanoes, underwater volcanoes. It is good to pay attention to the potentials, the incoming energies that are available to be reviewed. For instance, the number of earthquakes that occur in Alaska are an indication that there is energy that is going to be moving down through British Columbia, Washington, Oregon, and California.
How far down do you see it moving into California? Potentially,
we see it moving all the way down, in that although the fracture doesn't go all the way down, it can, once you start a tsunami, it can move rapidly along the whole coast and across to Hawaii and Japan as when the thing fractured about 300-350 years ago, it created a tsunami in Japan that is in the Japanese records. Then studies have been made that show that this originated in the Cascadia area in the United States, which was
how many miles inland might this go?
It will go inland when it happens. Would go inland and not uniformly to a certain to a certain number of miles. It would go inland depending upon the geological formations that it passes over and through, sometimes maybe 2 miles in and sometimes maybe 5 or maybe even 10 miles in some low-lying areas.
Mm-hmm.
But doesn't mean that it's like the shaking will not stop at 10 miles. The shaking will go quite a long way in.
Mm-hmm. And is there any way to predict a timeline? You said watch for signs. So it sounds to me like
watch for signs.
Before the worst case scenario, we would see a volcano go up or a small earthquake in the area or something like that.
A large earthquake in the area.
Or a large earthquake.
Yeah. So an earthquake could fracture the locked area and create movement. It could precipitate movement more rapidly depending upon the size of an incoming earthquake.
Mm-hmm. And in our whole planet healing visualizations, is there anything we can do in accordance, in co-creation with you, to help reduce the impact potential of all this?
You see, the Earth has its needs. The Earth has to release pressure. We also see things for the highest good, and the highest good is balanced by the negative individuals who are planning disruption. So it could even be a good event to waylay some of the negative plans, there's a lot of different viewpoints to check on here.
Mm-hmm. I got you. So it's not just necessarily negative. Of course, we'll see it as negative, certainly if we're in those areas. But
in general, it could create on the flip side a resetting, rebalancing, a renewing, release of energy, so the Earth would be able to renew and reset and there are flip sides to things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you for sharing. We'll keep our finger on this, and we're going to go. We have to go over Whole Planet Healing. Thank you, everyone listening on BBS, if we're still on. And
we are.
We're still on.
Yeah.
Thank you, BBS, for letting this run, and. We're going over to Whole Planet Healing. If you're listening on VBS, you want to join us at 712-770-4340, PIN 250-513, I think. Is that right? Yeah.
Yes, 513 pound.
Unmuted.
Okay. I've left you all.
This session is no longer being recorded.
Hasta la bye-bye.
Goodbye.